Bible Questions Answered. What is the purpose of Christ's return? Before Jesus Christ ascended to heaven in 33 CE, he promised to return. He likened himself to a nobleman who went away for a long time and returned with power to rule as king. The purpose of Jesus' return is to provide mankind with good government. Luke 19, 11 and 12 reads, While they were listening to these things, he spoke in addition an illustration, because he was near Jerusalem, and they were imagining that the kingdom of God was going to display itself instantly. Therefore he said, A certain man of noble birth traveled to a distant land to secure kingly power for himself and to return. In what form does Christ return? He was resurrected as an invisible spirit person. Then he went to heaven and sat at God's right hand. Much later, Jesus was brought before Jehovah God, the Ancient of Days, who granted Jesus power to rule over mankind. So Jesus returns not as a human, but as an invisible king. Daniel 7, 13 and 14 reads, I kept on beholding in the visions of the night, and see there, with the clouds of the heavens, someone like a son of man happened to be coming. And to the Ancient of Days he gained access, and they brought him up close even before that one. And to him there were given rulership and dignity and kingdom, that the peoples, national groups, and languages should all serve even him. His rulership is an indefinitely lasting rulership that will not pass away, and his kingdom one that will not be brought to ruin. What will Jesus do when he arrives? When Jesus arrives invisibly with his angels, he will judge mankind. He will destroy wicked people, but grant everlasting life to those who accept him as king. Matthew 25, 31 through 33 reads, When the Son of Man arrives in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit down on his glorious throne, and all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, just as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and he will put the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Verse 46 reads, And these will depart into everlasting cutting off, but the righteous ones into everlasting life. Jesus' rule as king will transform the earth into a paradise. He will resurrect the dead so that they can enjoy life in that earthly paradise. Luke 23, 42 and 43 reads, And he went on to say, Jesus, remember me when you get into your kingdom. And he said to him, Truly I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise. End of article. Read answers to more Bible questions online at www.jw.org. End of magazine.